Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnak interacted with Gaonburas, JB's ex-servicemen and farmers from Jhang and Dirang at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The governor commended the Indian Army for organizing the tour and said that such a splendid initiative would further strengthen the bonhomie between the armed forces and the local population. He advised the villagers to share the positive experience of the tour, including the religious aspects with other villagers and uphold their religious vibrancy. During his interaction, the governor impressed upon the elders, particularly the GBs, that with time they need to assume new roles and responsibilities. He stressed that they need to promote education, better health, hygiene, cleanliness, and especially the waste disposal at the village level. The interaction was part of the first ever spiritual tour for 22 senior villagers hailing from the remote Indo-Tibet border districts. Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman has said that the epicenter of pineapple production in Arunachal Pradesh is Bagra, contributing around 9,000 metric tons annually from the West Siang district alone. He said this while inaugurating the Arunachal Pineapple Festival 2.0 at Higi Bagra village in West Siang district yesterday. In his address, Main expressed his gratitude to the organizer for hosting such an important event which connects the farming community with policymakers, ultimately benefiting the agriculture sector. He informed that there are 265 farmers engaged in pineapple farming in the area, also known for its oranges, which further illustrate its agricultural potential. Encouraging local farmers to take their agricultural ventures to the next level, men say that the state government is committed to support the farming community. The deputy CM also underscored the importance of promoting regional agricultural products on a global stage. He emphasized the need for geographical indication, GI, registration for products like the Bagra pineapple, noting that the state already has several GI tagged products, including Arunachal orange. MLA Wanglam Sawin, accompanied by Tirab DC, Tachuaran and other officials, assessed the progress of several ongoing central and state government schemes in Khonsa town yesterday. During the inspection, the MLA emphasized the state government's commitment to develop town roads and infrastructure to benefit both the general public and government employees. He urged all stakeholders to cooperate with the government and executing agencies during the implementation of development projects, particularly those aimed at improving colony road connectivity to alleviate frequent traffic congestion in Khonsa town. He also stressed the importance of maintaining works quality and adhering to specified timelines for project completion. The District Disaster Management Authority, in collaboration with the 12th Battalion of NDRF, organized a district-level mock exercise on earthquake at the Indian Oil Corporation Limited depot in Doimukh under Papumpari district yesterday. The exercise stimulated a 7.0 magnitude earthquake which caused multiple residential building collapses, fires and oil leaks from the storage tank shell at the depot. Stakeholders demonstrated their preparedness and response capabilities, showcasing their ability to collaborate seamlessly in the face of a disaster. The primary objective of the exercise was to assess the preparedness and response capabilities of the stakeholders, facilitate evacuation of personnel from affected areas, ensure effective communication and coordination among stakeholders. In an effort to combat the growing menace of drug abuse, the Department of Health and Family Welfare, West Kameng District, organized a street play under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan at Centerpoint Bomdila yesterday. The initiative aimed to educate and sensitize the public about the dangers of drug and substance abuse and the importance of a drug-free society. The event featured a compelling street play performed by the Brahma Kumari group, Bomdila, which highlighted the role of individuals and communities in building a healthier and drug-free society. The first ever trekking expedition to the Dusukatu break was successfully conducted at Hari Bilai Jira on Tuesday, Dusukatu, which stands at the elevation of 2,442.84 meters above the sea level, is a vantage point and also one of the highest peaks in the Apatani Valley, offering immense potential to be a premier tourist destination. A total of 32 participants took part in the expedition. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.